In the heart of ancient Athens, where legends and myths were born, there lived a man named Daedalus. He was no ordinary man, for he possessed skills beyond imagination. Daedalus was a master craftsman, an inventor, and an architect, blessed by the wisdom of the goddess Athena herself. Daedalus's lineage traced back to the early kings of Athens, connecting him to the city's rich history. He was the child of the Athenian prince Eupalamus and Alcippe. Athena, the patron goddess of Athens, bestowed upon Daedalus talents that set him apart from mere mortals. By the time he reached adulthood, he was renowned for his exceptional skills in sculpture and architecture. His statues were more than lifeless forms, they possessed natural grace and beauty. As time passed, Daedalus pushed the boundaries of his craft even further. He was credited with creating automatons, statues that could move as if they had a life of their own. Daedalus had become the first mortal to unlock the secrets of these wondrous creations. But greatness often comes with a price. Daedalus's fall from grace began when he took on pupils to pass on his extraordinary knowledge. Among his students was Perdix, a nephew of Daedalus, who showed promise that threatened to surpass even his renowned teacher. This burgeoning talent filled Daedalus with jealousy and rage. In a moment of blind fury, Daedalus cast Perdix from the heights of the Acropolis. Athena, the vigilant protector of Athens, intervened, saving Perdix by transforming him into a partridge before he met his demise. Daedalus faced justice in the Areopagus, the rocky court where homicides were tried. The verdict was clear. He was guilty of murder. Athens, unwilling to tolerate such a heinous crime, banished Daedalus from the city that had once celebrated his talents. Exiled and adrift, Daedalus eventually found refuge on the island of Crete, ruled by King Minos. The king recognized Daedalus's extraordinary skills and quickly enlisted him to serve in his court. As a reward for his services, Minos presented Daedalus with a wife, a slave girl named Naucrate, who bore him a son named Icarus. Life on Crete was not without its challenges. Daedalus soon found himself facing a unique and extraordinary task, creating a hollow cow. This strange request came from Queen Pasiphae, who had been cursed to fall in love with the majestic white bull sent by Poseidon. To satisfy her unnatural desires, Pasiphae needed a crafty solution, and Daedalus was just the man to provide it. His creation allowed the queen to fulfill her desires, leading to the birth of a half-human, half-bull creature named Asterion, who would later become known as the Minotaur. As the Minotaur grew, it became clear that he was too savage to roam freely within the palace, and so Daedalus was called upon once more. Daedalus designed a labyrinth beneath King Minos's palace, a maze so complex that even he struggled to navigate it once it was completed. This labyrinth served as a prison for the Minotaur, where it was fed with human sacrifices, a grim tribute extracted from Athens after they were defeated by King Minos's army. The sacrifices continued for years, until one day a group of Athenian youths arrived on Crete, among them the valiant Prince Theseus. Ariadne, King Minos's daughter, fell in love with Theseus at first sight. Determined to save him from the fate that awaited him in the labyrinth, Ariadne sought the aid of Daedalus. Recognizing that Theseus needed guidance to navigate the labyrinth and slay the Minotaur, Daedalus provided Ariadne with a golden thread. This thread would be Theseus's lifeline, ensuring he could find his way back to the entrance after defeating the monstrous creature. With Daedalus's ingenious aid, Theseus emerged victorious, slaying the Minotaur and leading his fellow Athenians to safety. He and Ariadne promptly fled Crete, but King Minos was not blind to the assistance Daedalus had provided. In his pursuit of his daughter, Minos imprisoned Daedalus and his son Icarus in a tower, with guards stationed to prevent their escape. Imprisoned, father and son languished in their tower, longing for freedom. Daedalus knew that escape from their prison was the first step, but leaving Crete was another challenge altogether. The Cretan navy, commanded by King Minos, boasted the fastest ships of the age, making a sea escape nearly impossible. Daedalus conceived a daring plan. They would take to the skies. Manned flight had never been attempted, but Daedalus was no ordinary mortal. He collected feathers that had been shed by birds in their prison and fashioned them into wings. With wax as his adhesive, he created two sets of wings, one for himself and one for Icarus. As they stood on a precipice overlooking the sea, father and son leaped into the unknown, flapping their wings with all their might. For the first time in human history, they were defying gravity, soaring like birds. Their escape was a breathtaking success, and they left Crete behind, gliding on the air currents, feeling the exhilaration of flight. Miles and miles of ocean stretched below them, and they were free from the clutches of King Minos. But as they approached the island of Samos, a shadow of tragedy descended. Icarus, intoxicated by his newfound freedom, ignored his father's warnings. Daedalus had cautioned him not to fly too high, where the sun's heat would melt the wax, nor too low, where the damp seawater would make the wings too heavy to bear. However, Icarus's youthful exuberance got the best of him. Ignoring his father's wisdom, he soared higher and higher, drawn to the radiant sun. The wax holding his wings together began to melt, and the feathers detached from their wooden frame. Helplessly, Icarus plummeted from the sky and into the sea, where he met a tragic end. The spot where Icarus met his fate became known as the Icarian Sea, and the island where his lifeless body washed ashore was named Icaria in his memory. Daedalus, witnessing his son's tragic fall, could do nothing but continue his solitary flight to safety. Daedalus had no time to mourn, for he was still pursued by the relentless King Minos, who had discovered their daring escape. Minos, however, had no way of discerning their direction, and the search seemed futile. Meanwhile, Daedalus landed on the island of Sicily, relieved to have reached safe shores. In gratitude for his escape, he erected a temple dedicated to the god Apollo, placing the crafted wings within as a testament to his ingenious flight. Back in Crete, Minos returned after his fruitless pursuit of Ariadne and Theseus, only to find that Daedalus had slipped through his fingers once again. He was determined not to lose the genius craftsman, so he devised a cunning plan. Minos stopped at every major city on his journey home and presented a challenge to the people. It required threading a delicate strand through the spirals of a seashell, a task he believed would be impossible for anyone but Daedalus. In time, Minos reached the shores of Chemicus, where he proclaimed the same perplexing riddle and offered a tempting prize. A multitude of hopefuls attempted to conquer this intricate enigma, yet none could decipher its secrets. The news of Minos's arrival reached the ears of King Cocalus, who harbored an inkling that Daedalus possessed the key to unlock the seashell's mysteries. Despite the weight of age upon his shoulders, Daedalus's brilliance remained undiminished. Upon encountering the confounding seashell puzzle, Daedalus's agile intellect sprang into action. He ingeniously fastened a slender thread to an industrious ant and guided the insect through the labyrinthine spirals of the shell, using a drop of honey as a beacon. The ant emerged victorious, threading the shell with finesse. As King Cocalus presented the solution, he unknowingly unveiled Daedalus's presence in his realm. Minos, seizing this opportunity, demanded the surrender of the cunning craftsman. With the formidable Cretan fleet looming on the horizon, Cocalus appeared cornered, but destiny had other designs. In a twist of fate, Cocalus's devoted daughters, who had been enamored by Daedalus's wondrous creations and tales, hatched a daring plan. As King Minos prepared for a relaxing bath, they took matters into their own hands. Pouring scalding water upon the unsuspecting king, they put an end to the menacing threat that had hovered over Daedalus. With King Minos's demise, Daedalus's journey took an unexpected turn. There was no longer a reason to return to Crete, and he found solace on the tranquil shores of Sicily. There, amidst serene landscapes, he continued to craft awe-inspiring sculptures and architectural marvels, etching his legacy onto the annals of history. Daedalus, the mastermind behind his own labyrinthine escape, his flight from Crete, and his ingenious solutions to seemingly insurmountable challenges, became an enduring legend in Greek mythology. His story stands as a testament to the limitless depths of human imagination and the indomitable spirit of seeking freedom, even in the face of formidable adversaries. Yet, Daedalus, marked by the remorse of a tragic loss, carried a heavy burden of guilt for the death of his beloved son, Icarus. This feeling, looming over him like a shadow, would haunt him for the rest of his life.